Hello, Susanna.
Hello.
Hi, Susanna. This is Jeff Horowitz giving you a call from Minnesota. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So you're a spokesperson for the Sex Workers Interest Group in Denmark.
Yes.
Now, I understand from doing a bit of reading that previous climate conferences have been a good boost in some cases for sex workers' business. Is that right?
No, that's totally wrong. It's a myth that's brought on by the anti-prostitution lobby.
Uh-huh.
And it comes up every time there's a conference or a meeting. Then they talk about how many customers we will have. Whenever you examine it afterwards, then you can see nothing happens. We still have the same regular customers.
So it's not like the climate change folks are an especially horny group of people or anything like that. It's just another convention coming to town, right?
Yes, yes. I think also it's an insult against the delegates that the city council here in Denmark thinks that that's all they think about, sex.
Now, they circulated these postcards, and exactly how many hotels are actually going to use them is not entirely clear, but they circulated these postcards to hotels to put out saying, be sustainable, don't buy sex. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me. Does that make any sense to you?
Not at all. I mean, we're making our own heat when we are making love.
If you want to nitpick, yeah, I guess so. But now you and the workers that you represent, I mean, certainly you're open to any business that might come from the summit. And so what's been your response to what the mayor and the city council have done here?
Our response has been to offer free sex for these postcards. So we turned around the meaning of the postcards from a warning against sex workers to a payment for sex.
A coupon.
Yeah, a coupon.
A sex coupon. Has anybody redeemed their sex coupon yet?
No. Yes. Three men so far has written to us and asked how they could use it. And we've written back and explained, but haven't heard from them yet.
Well, the city council and the mayor, why are they messing with you, you think?
They want a clean city. They want a prostitution-free city. And they are misusing or abusing the climate conference to their own little cause.
Now, I thought that sex workers and prostitution was legal in Copenhagen. It is, right?
It is perfectly legal, yes. So that is actually also the problem. They are discriminating us. They are trying to criminalize our customers so that we will be out of a job. And this way, there will be no prostitute in Copenhagen.
So there's a change in policy underway in Copenhagen, or at least the government would like to make one. Is that right?
Not the government, but the left wing here in Denmark would like to change the law. So it will be like in Sweden. And forbidden to buy.
So rather than any sort of big practical thing here, this is more sort of a, what we would say is kind of a proxy battle, I guess, for the larger debate over prostitution that is happening in Denmark right now.
Yes, it is, but it's not a joke. I mean, we are ready to give sex away free if we have to. We are sincere about this.
Susanna, how concerned are you that the political winds are shifting in Copenhagen so that a year from now, 2 years from now, your profession may actually be illegal?
I'm actually not that concerned anymore because in Denmark we have a sex worker organization called SIU that kicks back whenever someone is kicking at sex workers.
One last question for you. Just curious, are you a sex worker? How did you get into this job? How does one become the spokesperson for the sex workers lobbying group in Denmark?
Yes, I'm a sex worker. Actually, I'm on my work today, and I had customers today as well. I know that a lot of women have these fantasies about being a hooker, and I was one of them. And I just thought I would try it, just like a game. And then I discovered that I actually liked it and that it was nothing like I thought it would be. It was much better and there was money in it, too. I couldn't live off it.
Since you are on the job today, I want to thank you for taking some time out from your work to talk with us. It's been good to get a few more details on this.
You're welcome.
Okay. And back to it, I guess. Take care. Susanna, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.